For the past 9 years, the Fateful community hasn't had to venture too far to find jewelry, paintings, pottery, crafts, and other handmade creations made by local artists for the holiday season. The 10th annual Block Street Holiday Art Sale starts today through the weekend at Mike Shirky's Good Folk House in Fateville. Acclaimed photographer Don House was the one who started it all.
10 years ago, I had a studio in Elkins, about 20 miles east of Fayetteville, in an old roadhouse. I had a studio and decided to have an open studio Christmas sale, primarily to put me in the mood for the holidays, down in the doldrums for some reason. And so I invited a couple friends and family to fill the place with original art, put up a lot of photographs, and then invited people in. And it turned out to be such a great success, both bringing people in and also kind of putting everyone in the mood for the holidays, that we decided to continue it year after year.
The sale this year features artists who are presenting items ranging from journals, cards, vases, to jewelry, tapestries, and paintings. Susan Shore, a mixed-media artist and an earring designer, says it's difficult to pick a favorite artist among the many options.
You know, my personal fetish is hats, and so, of course, and I happen to be positioned right next to Karen Czotkowski's hats. But, I mean, I love everybody's work. Victoria McKinney makes just the most extraordinarily beautiful ceramic pieces, and they're Native American, Southeast Native American designs, and they're very painstakingly applied, very beautiful pieces. You know, she wins awards for a good reason. Her stuff is great. Of course, Don's photography I love, and Greg Mitchell's rustic, you know, stools and benches and whatever he has to offer. Those are always great. I have a collection of his stuff at my house. So, I mean, those are like off the top of my head, but I don't want to leave anybody out because really the work is so gorgeous. Cindy Arcega, you know, her encaustic pieces are really quite beautiful and, you know, and affordable, especially the smaller ones. So, I mean, what can I say? I love them all.
Susan will be presenting glass bead earrings, pins made of vintage Bakelite buttons and milagros, and mixed media art boxes. Susan describes her earrings as kinetic, full of movement. Another artist participating in the sale is Greg Mitchell, who makes rustic furniture.
Most of my furniture is wood. It's found wood. It's branches. It's some of it's sawn lumber. But I try to make the pieces, I make them animated, I guess you could say. Use branches that look like they could be legs and feet.
Greg says a meeting is held at the beginning of fall to delegate responsibilities to all the participants.
I think it was late August, and decide to see if everyone wants to do it again this year, and make a few decisions about who's going to do what and who's going to do the, you know, call the newspapers and who's going to organize. Like, I put up the Christmas lights every year. That's my job. And we all bring cookies, and so we organize all that. And then we meet once more, what we call our postcard party, because we send out lots of postcards. And we meet and we put the stickers on and put the stamps on and, you know, get them ready for the to be mailed.
A prerequisite for participation in the sale is getting homemade cookies for the visitors. In the past, Greg has shared his favorite oatmeal chocolate chip cookies with others. Susan always takes the staple oatmeal cookies to the sale, though she might change it up a little this year. Deborah Dubois, who weaves rugs, shawls, hats, and tapestries, says the free cookies, coffee, and a fun ambience are reason enough to visit the sale.
We have, you know, of course, we have coffee and hot cider and all those things, and we all have to bake homemade cookies. It's a requirement to bring to the thing. And come for the community feeling of it, for one thing. It's really fun. It's just fun. And then look at what we do. You know, it's really, a lot of people will come every day just to see how things have changed. You know, it's just really a fun experience. It, you know, you take, give yourself a couple hours if you need to, because it's just amazing to look at all the things that everybody makes and visit with people and, you know, stand around and actually slow down a little because holidays are so rushed. You can slow down and enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy some food, talk to nice people, and have a good time.
The Block Street Holiday Art Sale begins today with an artist's reception between 7 and 9 p.m.
That particular reception, we have a little more food, it's an artist reception. A lot of people come. It's something they don't miss. They may not come the other days. And then we're open on Saturday from 10 to 5, and on Sunday from 12 noon to 5 p.m.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.